Well, good day today. I can't help but remember my own father who has passed away. He was a Marine. And it was funny because when we all discovered that he was a Marine, I remember me and my brothers, we'd go into his old military bag and we wore all his military clothes. We made our own little tattoos that said Marine on them. And we were little Marines. But one of the things my dad, I remember most, is I would complain about some teacher, or I was upset about something, and he'd go, well, how are you going to adapt, improvise, and overcome? And I go, well, the teacher's being mean to me. It's the teacher. Yeah, but how are you going to adapt, improvise, and overcome? And I really cherish that from my father, because it's helped me a lot in life. Because it puts the responsibility on me. And made me become a man. And I'm very grateful for my father. And so those that remember today, I just want to say that I understand. We celebrate Memorial Day for those that have served. We pause for a nation of remembrance. We honor the men and women who stood between danger and peace, who laid down their lives so that others might have freedom, like me, my dad, and some of your loved ones, so that I have freedom. Their sacrifices were not something abstract. They were personal and costly and real. But I want to take a moment now as we turn to the one that gives us the peace beyond understanding, the one who laid down his life, not just for a nation, but for the world. Just as freedom comes at a cost in the battlefield, so does our Sabbath come, our rest come, our true rest come at a cost in the blood of our Savior. Today, I'm going to read real quick, if you will stand with me, Luke 4, 16 through 22. Luke 4, 16 through 22. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering the sight of the blind, to set the liberty of those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he rolled up the scroll, he gave it back to the attendant, and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. And all he spoke well of him, all spoke well of him, and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. And they said, is this not Joseph's son? You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord, I pray that I don't speak just my words, but I speak your word. That your gospel message may be proclaimed today. That we can remember memorially that you gave your son to us. May your words speak to our hearts, soften our hearts, and we grow closer to you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time going into the history or the background. Rob spent some Sundays doing that, and I do not have the time. We have done a celebration today, a time of remembrance. But I do want you to know that I'm not going to take an hour. But I do want to remind you of the gospel. that Jesus stepped into the synagogue here and he read from the prophet Isaiah and he declares the Jubilee, the promise of rest, release, and restoration has been fulfilled in him. The freedom we long for, the freedom we seek, the rest of our souls that we are craving for are no longer tied to a place and a time. We don't do this every 7 years. We don't do this ritual. Now that Jubilee is found in a person, I want you to understand Jubilee is something more now. Jubilee is alive. It's found in a person. It's not just a day that you mark on your calendar. Jubilee is found in a person. When he reads from the scroll of Isaiah, today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Jesus is declaring Jubilee has come, not as a year or an event, but as a person. He has fulfilled the Sabbath rest, the restoration of Jubilee, the freedom, and the Redeemer who offers eternal peace that's coming through his sacrifice. Again, a lot of us are looking for some rule. We're looking for something to do. No, it is done. It is finished. Jesus has claimed it, and your Jubilee is alive. He lives. He lives. We sing these songs not because Jubilee doesn't exist, but Jubilee is alive in Jesus Christ. So my title today is Jubilee is here in Christ. We don't live very much like that every day. Sometimes we get caught up in all the things that we do. But I'm telling you today, you need to begin to search your heart and find the Jubilee that is Christ. We are holding on to things. We are not resting. We are doing a lot of different things. But I'm going to tell you, your peace is alive. He lives, and you can claim it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he says, to proclaim the good news to the poor, to set the liberty of those who are oppressed. That's Jubilee. Jesus offers more than just relief from exhaustion. He's not offering just you to give you a break. He's offering himself as rest. As the Sabbath was God's gift of sacred time to enjoy his presence, that's what the Sabbath is about, returning us back to the garden, right? Rob's talked about it, returning back to the presence of God. That's a gift that we stop striving and let the Lord provide. Well, guess what? That's been fulfilled in Jesus. But Jesus goes further. He is the living Sabbath. Are we living in that Sabbath? Are we holding on and trying to do things that keep us from our rest? See, we like to plug into different things. We want to watch TV. We want to do this. We want to do that. I want to make my marriage right, so I go to counseling. And I'm doing all the right things. I'm plugging into all the right things. I'm making money. I'm doing all the right things. But we never plug into what gives us the real life and rest, and that's Jesus Christ. And that's what Rob has been preaching to you. If you want true rest, you must plug in to Jesus and focus that time in the presence of God. Jesus says in Matthew 28, come to me who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. See, Christ is the Sabbath. He's more than a day off. He's more than just Sunday. It's stepping out of the noise every day, stepping into God's presence and breathing in His life. Unplug from your performance. Unplug from the pain. Unplug from the pressure and plug in to the presence of Jesus. Plug in to the one that is a living rest. It's not fake. It's not unreal, people. Rest came to you. See, Christ is our Sabbath rest for our weary souls. In 18 to 19, it kind of discusses this. He's come, he's unrolling the scroll, and then he says from Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor." He has proclaimed it. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives. If you're captive in something, Jesus is ready to set you free. And recovering sight to the blind, Jesus is ready to heal you today, to set liberty to those who are oppressed. If you feel oppressed today, Jesus is ready to give you that rest. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovering sight to the blind. This is Jubilee, folks. Some of us want to be released of our debts. Some of us want to be relieved from our jobs that we feel enslaved of us. Some of us wish we could have land back that we sold. But most of all, it was more important than this. It was the return back to God's presence is Jubilee. Jesus brings a deeper Jubilee, one that restores relationships with the Father, with the presence of God. See, you can get your land back. You can get everything returned, Job. But guess what? In the book of Job, Job lost everything. It was all returned. But the most important thing that Job had was the presence of God. And Jesus has given us this today. Christ is our Jubilee, restoring us to a presence of God. Rob has talked about it over and over again. We want to be restored back to the presence, back to the garden. Jesus has promised that. And next week you're going to hear about the future promise of Jubilee through Jesus Christ. So Christ does something here when we changes our hearts. He renews us. He changes the direction of our heart and our mind towards God. Not to be conformed to this world, as Romans says, Romans 12:2, but to be transformed and renew our minds. We are no longer being focused on the worldly things. We are focused on the presence of the Lord. Jesus doesn't just forgive sins. He reorients our affections towards God. So now my job that becomes oppressive becomes me glorifying God. I'm not promising that he takes away that job. I'm promising you that you can glorify Jesus and glorify God in whatever you do. And I have to hear this myself. I need renewal. Sometimes teaching, if you've known teachers, we get tired. This is the year where we want rest, right? And I go, "Lord, why do you keep me doing this?" Because you're where I want you to be. Rest in me. Rest and be renewed. So my affections change. I don't do my job because somebody says, "Hey, they need to know this skill." I do my job because it glorifies God, and that is my goal. Jesus doesn't just help us do this. He renews our minds to desire the good, holy, and what is eternal. Our mindset has changed. In Christ, our heart no longer is enslaved to fear and shame. We don't have to worry about any of that. Because Christ is our jubilee, restoring us to the presence of God. Now, at the end, he kind of rolls up the scroll and he gives it back to the attendants. And today he says, it's been fulfilled in your hearing. He says, Jubilee's here. It's fulfilled. The scroll is closed, but the work of redemption is just beginning. We all know this. Jesus would later on go to the cross, lay down his life, the ultimate memorial, so we could have everlasting peace. So on Memorial Day, sometimes we need to reflect, right? We need to remember. When we do this, we remember our loved ones that have passed. But I want you to also understand that in Jubilee, we remember what Christ has done for us. So how does God work in through our lives? How has he? I can look back now and I can see over and over again how Christ has worked in my life. Lamentations 3:40, let us test and examine our ways and return to the Lord. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. So we do these things not because it's a day or a date, but this is what God does for us. When we pray for loved ones, when we do these things, it reminds us of all the good that the Lord has done. The Lord never has left me. I wish I've told many of you the stories. Steve trying to think that he ran away. God just said, hey, you chose the desert so that I could make you more of what I want you to be. You will become more intimate with me because of deserts. Jesus is my jubilee. He has set me free. And so when I look back at my life, I go, wow, look at what the Lord has done. And there's a celebration in Jubilee. Jubilee was about letting go, not clinging to things. We look back on these days of remembrance. We see the fingerprint of God in our lives, preserving the grace, redemptive corrections, and faithful provision. Christ's cross casts a light on our past, healing our wounds, and redeeming our stories. So when he comes and he tells you he was sent to proclaim liberty to the captives, that's you. Recovering sight to the blind, we all have injuries and pain that we've suffered. Set liberty to those that feel oppressed, proclaiming the year of the Lord. He says it's happened because of Jesus Christ. Jesus frees us to release us from what we cannot carry, to proclaim liberty to the captive, to set the liberty to those who are oppressed. Jubilee was about letting go, not clinging. Sometimes it's easier for me to let go of the things that I know that I'm doing that are absolutely wrong. But I want to let you know that letting go sometimes is harder than that. I have three kids. Being funny. But I have three kids. I don't want to let them go. But the Lord says, they're mine. Trust me. But wait, I need to do this, and I need to do this, and I need to make sure that they do this. And they'll be a lot happier if I do this. And if I do this, Lord, if I do this. And he just says, why? All they need is me. Yeah, but they need a job. They need this. They need a house. Let me help them find the right person to marry. Let me help them to do this. And he goes, no, all they need is me. That's the year of Jubilee. That is the year of Jubilee. Letting go, not clinging. Jesus, we are freed not just from sin's penalty, but the heavy baggages, the betrayal, the bitterness, the guilt. Let it go of disappointment, betrayal, unfruitful hearts. Cast your burdens on the Lord. He will sustain you. Psalms 55:22. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. Galatians 1:5-1. Christ doesn't just carry our sins. He carries our sorrows. He invites you to let go of what has poisoned our souls so that we can breathe in the freedom and grace that is Jesus Christ. So this Memorial Day, we do all of these celebrations, but every Sunday when we get together, we celebrate, we rejoice as a community to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor in Luke 4:19. Jubilee wasn't just personal, it was communal. Entire families returned home. Communities reconciled and joy overflowed. See, celebration through community with other believers. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, Philippians 4:4. Let us not neglect meeting together, but encourage one another, Hebrews 10:25. So the last part of this that I'd like you to understand, to know, as we do this together, just like we celebrated Memorial Day together, every Sunday we come together to celebrate Jubilee, being alive, not just a date. Jubilee is alive and living. It's a person. In Christ we rejoice, not alone but together, as a people of God, restored, renewed, resting in acts of worship, song, and shared celebration. I'm going to finish just with we all know the story, and I was talking with somebody this week, and it just reminded me, like, oh, wait, maybe I'm not doing that enough. You're right, Lord. The story of Jesus' disciples are on a boat and a storm comes, right? And they turn around and Jesus is resting. You ever notice that Jesus is asleep? They're like, what are you doing asleep in the boat? There's a storm. And I guarantee many of us live in storms. Maybe Jesus is asking us to know who's in the boat with him. He's alive. He's in the boat with you. Rest in him. The boat won't sink no matter what storm comes your way, no matter what difficulties you do. But Lord, my marriage is falling apart. Rest in me. But Lord, my kids, they're not living right. They're falling away from you. Rest in me. Let's sit back in the back of the boat. A terrifying storm that I would say is sinking me. I'll tell you what I typically do. I start doing what the disciples do. I'm throwing water out, right? I'm like, man, I'm going to try to keep us alive, Jesus, because I'm not creative a person. I'm going to try to keep us alive, Jesus. No, he's telling us he is the Jubilee. The Jubilee is alive. You need to live in the Jubilee that is Jesus Christ and ready to set you free. To where when the storm comes, somehow you're asleep in the boat next to your maker because you know he's in the boat and there's no way the boat's going to sink. When the peace that passes all understanding is in your boat. I do kind of still live in that way though. Like I'm going to admit, I need more jubilee in my life. I need more rest in Christ in my life. I'm still not all the way there. I'm telling you this because I know that where you are at is the same place I'm at. Or sometimes I yell at him and say, Lord, why are you asleep? And he's like, you have little faith. Rest with me. Because I just read a scroll to you, and you didn't get that I am the Jubilee. I am your complete rest. Rest becomes something more than, again, a date and a time. Rest is a person. Freedom is a person. And that's Jesus Christ. So on this Memorial Day, as we think about those that have passed, that sacrificed, I want you to remind you and I think of my own dad. I want to remind you there's a greater, much greater sacrifice in this Memorial Day in Jesus Christ, who now can give you the rest that you're looking for, the rest for those of you that are weary. It's okay. Those that need a renewal of your heart to refocus it on what glorifies God, no matter where you're at. For those that need to be reminded of what the Lord has done in your life, take a moment and just breathe him in and know that he's with you and that he's done magnificent work. There's a lot of us, me included, that need to let go of things, release them, give them to Jesus. But Lord, if I let go, who's going to save it? It's the same question in the boat, where I keep on thinking that I'm the one that's keeping the boat afloat. I am not. The boat's afloat because of who's in the boat with me. Jesus, my living Jubilee. He's not dead. He's risen. And you're going to hear next week of the future Jubilee. But you have Jubilee today because of Jesus. You have freedoms today because of Jesus. And then now we become rejoiceful because we get to be in the presence of God and breathe in each and every week. See, Rob talked about it one week and he didn't tell anybody, but I'm the one that sometimes comes in exhausted from work, burned out and tired. But when I start talking about Jesus, watch out. That breaks life in me. I start breathing again. And that's what I want for you today. If you're struggling today, if you're hurting today, if you feel lost today, I want you to understand your Jubilee is alive. He's living. And he's ready to take all your burdens and cares. Jesus is here. Our Jubilee is here because of Jesus. I probably went a little bit long, but there's one song that I want to just read because I love music. I'm sorry. I apologize. Poetry and music is just so important. But like here, oh Lord, you lead me by the still waters, quietly restoring my soul. You speak words of wisdom, the promise of glory. Oh, the power and the presence of God. Have faith in God. Let your hope rest on the faith he has placed in your heart. Never give up. Never let go of the faith he has placed in your heart. Oh Lord, you guide me through all the darkness, turning my night into day. You'll never leave me. You'll never forsake me. The power and the presence of God. Have faith in God. Let your hope rest. Let the faith he has promised in your heart never give up, never let go. The faith he has placed in your heart. That's what I'm asking you today. God has put faith in your heart. Jesus has come. The work is finished. Your jubilee is here. It's alive and it's living. And you have opportunities today to come and pray. I'm going to ask the musicians to come forward. But as they come forward, we will have me and a few of pastors and our care team around the church. If you need prayer today, if you need a little bit of that living jubilee, come and pray. Come and pray for the living jubilee that loves you. He came to be with you. He's in the boat. Rest in the boat with him. Let me pray real quickly. Dear Lord, we just thank you for this time that we can remember. Remember you being our living jubilee, our living rest, our living hope. There is nothing that we could do to have earned this love. There's nothing that we've done that could make you not love us. You are all we need for everlasting joy and rest. As you have been to us, help us to be this to others. Help us, Lord, according to the compassion, as we remember the compassion you showed on the cross and the power that you demonstrated through your resurrection. Lord, we are so grateful today to remember you and glorify you. I pray this in Jesus' name.